Welcome back to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Nina.
And my name's Alina. So I think about how we're both roughly in the same age group. I'm in my 20s still, you're in their 30s. And I thought it'd be a cool topic to kind of just discuss like what we would, what advice that we could give someone that's in the same age group, maybe even before they get to that age, our age group, about mistakes that we've maybe made, how to conquer those mistakes, what they could do, maybe things to avoid. I'll let you go first. Yeah, things to do differently. I'll let you go first. Why don't we tag team? You give one, I give one.
Okay.
So I'm going to go first.
This will be fun. So looking back, man, okay. I would say make sure that you enjoy each moment more.
Okay.
Because I think when you're young, you might be in a rush to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
To go to school.
So true.
To make money, to get into relationships. But then you don't necessarily, like for me, I didn't take time to enjoy myself and be grateful for myself as a person and really go through the experience of developing and growing. And I kind of was just rushing through things. Like you want to grow up. And then pretty soon you're grown up and you're like, wait a minute, what happened all the time? So I would say slowing down, being in the moment, enjoying each moment more.
I agree.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Number two for me would be living above your means.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, I feel like when you're under the age of 25, do whatever you want. Blow your money.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? But I feel like once you get to 25 and you, time is creeping on you.
Yeah.
At that point, you need to start planning. Mm-hmm. You need to start saving. You need to be better with your finances. At the age of 25, you should have your finances figured out.
Mm-hmm.
You should not be living paycheck to paycheck. You should have something in savings. Start working towards savings.
Mm-hmm.
Because at 25, 30 hits you like that.
Oh, yeah.
And 30 is a whole different age. Because at that point, you're probably looking at marriage. You're probably... you probably have pets. You're probably wanting to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
You're hitting a different phase of life and you need to be better prepared financially.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. So number three, I would say be very intentional about who you surround yourself with. Friendships, relationships, marriage. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you are healed as a person. And make friendship and relationship choices based off of that rather than just like for me, I think I wanted to be loved and accepted so badly from when I was young. But then maybe you surround yourself with people that aren't the best for you unintentionally, because you don't know what you don't know when you're young. But that's why I tell my sisters, just take your time, go slow. You're still so young. You know, I told one sister that if she waits till she gets, wait to get married till she's 30, she's going to get $10,000. So we have like a contract we sign. But I think, you know, and I hear people say this all the time, who you surround yourself with is so important.
Agreed.
Who you choose to do life with, whether it's friends or relationships, so important. And that can like make or break your whole experience. So that's something I would definitely be more intentional with.
Okay. Number five, stop caring what people think.
Oh yeah.
I think naturally we want to care what people think. But realistically they're not living our lives for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones that have to figure out our life and what that looks like for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's impossible to truly be able to do that for you if you're so consumed with other people, with what other people think, that you're doing your life based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Example could be, you know, you can only afford a $200,000 house, but you want to buy a $500,000 one so you can be flashy, show it off,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And you know, when you stop caring what people think, you just genuinely do stuff for you and what works for you. Instead of trying to please other people and do things just because you want the attention or you mm-hmm. want, you know?
Yeah. Interesting. Along those lines, I was going to say, listen to your gut more. Because when you're young, you're still kind of impressionable. You want other people to like you. You might listen to other people over your own gut. And there's been times where I think back, my gut was telling me to do something different. I didn't listen. I just went with what was popular or what, you know, a friend said to do. But in hindsight, trusting your gut, because you know, I don't think that's going to lead you down a bad path. But, you know, friends and family, and it's easy to get swept up in, oh, this is what the expectation for you is, or this is what society wants you to do. But is that really what you want to do? Is that what's best for your growth, your happiness, your future? Probably not. Mm-hmm. If it's serving them,
agreed.
Then, you know.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Was that number six?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so seven. Start building your reputation. Mm-hmm. I feel like 25, I feel like under 25, do whatever the heck you want to do. That is your fun time. When 25 hits, you need to
don't
start
do anything illegal though.
Right, of course. But I feel like when you hit 25, that's when you need to start taking things a little more seriously mm-hmm. and start planning for your 30s accordingly. And I think one thing that's important to start working on at 25 is your reputation. Mm-hmm. What do you want to be? Who do you want to be in the next few years? What does that look like for you? What is the impression that you're going to give other people about you in terms of if you have a business, whatever, whatever. I say don't care about what other people think, but you also have to mm-hmm. be mindful of the impression you want to leave other people. Do you want to be known as the person who is at the bar every single night at 10 p.m., mm-hmm. but then you own a business? Like, that doesn't really work very well. They kind of clash.
Yeah.
I think it's important that, especially if you're going to own your own business, the reputation that you have in your area, in your town, with even your friends, mm-hmm. I think that's important.
Yeah. Along those lines, too. When you're in your 20s, you need to build a standard of character. Mm-hmm. You need to have your own standard of what's right and wrong. So regardless
morals,
character, ethics, all of that. So what you do behind the scenes when no one's looking, you know, regardless of what anyone says. You know, once upon a time, people's word had so much meaning and so much weight. Nowadays, it's you better get everything in writing. But just knowing who you are as a person, what you value, and just staying firm to that, I think that holds a lot of weight because people will come and go. Circumstances will change. You'll change. But if you have that solid foundation of this is how far I'm going to go, I'm not going to cross this line, this is what I determined to be right for mm-hmm. me, that I think is important.
Okay. I agree. I'm at number eight.
Yes.
Build habits.
Yes.
Set yourself up a nice routine, mm-hmm. and a schedule. It sounds so boring to say that, but goodness, it changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're setting boundaries with yourself. You're reminding yourself to do certain things to reach an end goal. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about habits before in numerous different episodes, and it could be something as small as like fixing your bed every morning, because mm-hmm. what that builds is it's a good start to build a routine for yourself mm-hmm. and also start yourself having a good day in yourself mm-hmm. with a good day, because you fix your bed, you're coming home to a nice clean bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what those habits look like, everybody, at the end of the day, everybody has goals. Everybody should have goals, even if they're small. And I think it's important that you start taking steps to those goals and that you do that by building habits.
Yeah. Piggyback off of that, and I didn't learn this until I was in my 30s, those habits that you are building in your 20s, not only are they benefiting your life, but they're also building confidence.
Mm.
Because
that's true.
You know, if you can keep those habits up, you're proving to yourself that you can count on yourself.
Correct.
You can keep promises to yourself. And what that does is over time, like people will ask me, how did you become so confident? Mm-hmm. But then if you actually think about it, it's because for all those years, you did what you told yourself you were going to do. You kept showing up even when you don't feel like it. And that's what habits are. Getting up and going to the gym, or making your bed, or eating that food that instead of having ice cream, you know, whatever personal Correct. Choice someone is making, or the little habit they're trying to implement into their life, that's building confidence. And that's something I wish I would have started on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I started kind of in my mid-20s or so, but if I could go back in time, I'd probably try to start that, you that's know, fair. 5 years earlier.
That's fair. Give a nine? You can take nine.
Yeah.
Okay. Setting boundaries mm-hmm. with people in your life.
Yes.
I think as you age and as you grow up, you're going to start learning that you don't want to be treated a certain way. You start learning more about yourself.
Yeah.
So you start learning, I don't want to be treated that way. I don't want to be mm-hmm. talked to that way. And it's important that you set boundaries with other people in your life so they respect that, or they'll continue to treat you the same way, even though you dislike it.
Mm-hmm.
Setting boundaries is a tricky situation because you may lose people.
Yeah.
And you also have to realize, I'm okay with, when you set those boundaries, you also have to make that decision that you're going to be okay with losing this person if they don't respect your boundaries.
Yeah.
Anyone that I've set boundaries with, I'm okay with losing, because at the end of the day, I want to be treated a certain way and I'm not willing to tolerate anything less than that. And I'm not, it's not like I'm asking you to scratch my big toe. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just asking you to respect me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have someone that calls, that who always calls me after 10 o'clock. And I've told him multiple times, I do not take calls after 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
What does he still do? He calls me after 10 o'clock. So I'm just going to show you, I'm not going to answer the phone after mm-hmm. 10 o'clock. Does he get it? I don't know. He still calls me after 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, he knows I'm not going to answer the phone. Regardless if I've told you that and you don't want to set my boundary, I'm just not going to answer the phone.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important that you set your boundaries. You also show other people that you're just not going to tolerate a certain kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you have to be okay with losing that person if they can't respect that.
Yeah, that was definitely something that I probably struggled with a lot.
Same.
And the result of that was I wouldn't set any boundaries. People took advantage of me. And then mm-hmm. resentment built over time. And eventually a lot of friendships or partnerships broke down because people will use you if you let them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that don't really care about you, they don't love you. They'll just use you until you have nothing left. So setting that boundary is very important because it keeps your
energy. And not even be thankful.
Yeah. They could use you to the very end and still want more.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's definitely something. The other one, thinking back in my 20s, embracing change.
Mm.
Being okay that you are changing as a person. Your mindset's changing. Your body's changing. Your lifestyle's changing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a person, I like to plan. I don't necessarily like change. At that time, I didn't like change very much. But life is all about change.
Mm-hmm.
And as you grow and improve, you will change. If you don't change, actually, that's bad. And you stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
So embracing change in yourself and other people and circumstances and realizing your life path might change and that's okay.
Correct. Yeah. And to add to that, you only grow beyond your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So if you continue to stay where you're comfortable, let's say you are working at McDonald's. You hate working at McDonald's. You don't want to work there, but you also don't want to leave. Mm-hmm. So if you continue to stay there, nothing's going to change. You're not going to grow outside of what you're used to,
mm-hmm.
which means you'll forever be working at McDonald's. You're not going to have any other chance because you're comfortable there. You don't want to take the risk.
Mm-hmm.
And they also say great risk reap great reward.
Yeah.
So if you're just not going to grow outside your comfort zone. So I agree with that. Embrace change, be open to change, allow it to mm-hmm. happen, see it through, see what happens. Because you know, there could be more possibilities outside of that, and you're not going to grow outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, as a woman, I mean, I can only speak for myself because it's my life. The person who you are in your 30s is not the same as you were in your 20s or your mm-hmm. teens. And I'm sure it's not the same as 40s, 50s, so on and so forth. And so, like, my last kind of tip would be you have to learn to become okay with being alone with yourself. Be okay mm-hmm. with who you are as a person. And if you can't sit with yourself, then that means there's still work to do.
Agreed.
You know? And so obviously no one's perfect and it's a process of growing and changing, correct. But liking who you are as a person, is you know, important. Loving yourself, and it sounds cliche, but it's really true. So that the opinions of others don't sway your decisions. They don't sway your confidence.
Sure.
And that would probably be like the number one tip, especially for young women. Really know who you are, love who you are, and whatever anyone else says, it really shouldn't matter more mm-hmm. than how you talk to yourself.
Agreed.
So
okay. We're at what, 12?
Yes.
Okay. you got one or you want me to go?
You go.
Start building valuable friendships.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
In your 20s, you're mostly focused on partying, having fun. There's nothing wrong with those kind of friends, but you need the friendships that are going to be with you through thick and thin,
mm-hmm.
That are genuinely going to last and be there for you when you really need them. But mm-hmm. also the friends that will put you in your place, give you advice.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more valuable than anything to me. And I think it's so important to start building that the minute you find someone who can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are relationships that you want to keep. Yeah,
I mean, because you're always going to run into people that are just yes men. No
yes.
way. Like every yes. time, everything is like, oh, you're amazing. You're awesome. And that's fun to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But what if one day you need someone? What if,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're down and out, who's going to be there?
Agreed.
You know, so how do you categorize that? And I think that also takes time and maturity to learn who is that type of friend. What Correct. Does that look like? What are the red flags in people that show you they're not that type of person? Yeah.
But also within that, also having good friends that you can communicate with, like even just you, like we've had issues where, you know, and we've been able to talk through them, work through them, keep it pushing. I've also had friends where I've had issues with them and I've told them like, hey, I don't appreciate you treating this me this way or doing this. And it becomes an argument and it shouldn't be like that. It should just be a conversation. Get it. Got it. Good. I'll work on that, whatever. And you keep it pushing. It shouldn't be an argument. It shouldn't be a blowout. And if you have, if you're picking the right friends, then you're going to be fine. You can, guys can have, I mean, a friendship is just the same as a relationship, a romantic relationship. It requires the same amount of energy to some degree.
Yeah, it's just different.
Agreed. And it's important that you find friends that you can communicate with very, that you can have good communication with, who aren't going to be who aren't going to gaslight you for feeling a certain way, who are going to respect your boundaries, who's going to put you in your place when you're wrong. Those are all really good qualities to have in a friend that you really need, regardless. And you've also, let me back up. You also have to do the same for your friend.
Yeah.
You can't be that person who's always receiving and receiving and receiving while your other friend is pouring into you. Yeah. It goes both ways. If you want a friendship like that, you've got to pour into that person as well in the same way.
Yeah.
I've had plenty of friendships over my years where I'm doing all the pouring and nobody's like filling me up, and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And at that point I had to end those relationships because I felt like I was giving too much and not getting the same in return. And also, it's not like I'm mad at those people or mad at those friends. We were also at two different phases in life. That person probably could advise me the way that I needed to. And I was the more stronger friend, which is why I was able to pour. And that person wasn't able to pour into me the same way. So ideally, you need friends that are going to be on your same level or above you, to be honest.
Yeah, I was listening to this podcast and they were talking about friendships and relationships, that there's going to be people that raise your temperature and lower your temperature. So for other people, you might be the person that's raising their temperature, but they can't raise yours.
So maybe they don't have the capacity. I'm not upset with it, but I've got to find people who do have the capacity.
Yeah. And in regards to like friendships and relationships, we'll have disagreements or conflicts or communication that needs to be had between the two people. And they said where relationships and friendships break down is somebody wants to be right more than they care about the relationship. So if somebody, if two people or, you know, a group of friends can care about the relationship or friendship more than being right or feeling right, that's where probably.
I agree. And then I'll give one more, unless you have one you've got in mind. Health. Start taking care of yourself.
Please wear sunscreen. Ladies. I mean,
even black people. Black people have to wear sunscreen as well.
You know, I can speak as someone who's very pale, unfortunately. But that's the other thing. You know, I see a lot of people doing more preventative things as you're in their 30s. I wish I could go back and just something simple as wearing sunscreen, drink your water, get your sleep. When you're young, you feel like you could just go on indefinitely.
Agreed.
You know, you kind of use and abuse your body in a way. Don't do that.
It only gets harder. It gets harder as you age to do certain things. And I waited until I was maybe 25 and a half to get my health in order. And I'm happy I did it when I did, but the reality is I could be 30 trying to do that and I not have the same kind of energy. It probably would be harder. It was harder at this point, so I knew it would have been harder if I'm older, but get your health under control.
I mean, when I was in my early 20s or mid-20s, easily could stay up till 2 a.m. Not a problem. Same. Wake up, work the next.
Same. Now I can't either.
Forget it.
I'm in bed by 10 o'clock.
That's why you're not answering your phone.
Correct. And that's why I told him to stop calling me after 10 o'clock.
But, I mean, yeah, taking care of yourself, fueling your body with good food, just loving yourself. But that manifests in self-care. And for aging purposes, it's true. Like, it doesn't get any easier.
Agreed.
The sooner you start, the better.
Agreed. And to piggyback on health, but this was technically going to be the 13th one when I said I was done, is educate yourself. Always continue to educate yourself. No matter if you went to school or you're in a career, no matter what phase of life you're in, pursue education even further. Mm-hmm. Learn a new word a day, read a book a day, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't matter. Like learn to educate yourself further so that you can go more places in life.
Yeah. Be in a constant state of learning.
Yes.
Realize that there's people that are far more successful and experienced than you. Don't be too proud to admit that.
Agreed.
You know,
agreed.
Try to not be the smartest person in the room because it feels good to be that smart person, mm-hmm. but then you're not learning. But you
can't. Yes. Correct.
You know, like be in a place where you feel like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. You know, how did I even make it in here? Because then that way you can really
humble yourself a little bit.
But then you're learning. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah. These are all good things.
I know. I feel like we're definitely have to do another episode on this one because we can go on and on mm-hmm. with a list of
We didn't even mistakes. Really get into the finances.
I know. That's a whole other conversation. There'll be
another episode where we talk about financial decisions mm-hmm. or mistakes mm-hmm. that you can avoid.
I agree. So, well, I enjoyed the topic.
Well, that wraps up our time for today. Thank you for joining us. We will release a new episode next Wednesday. You can follow us on social media or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for watching.